Sandra McKenzie is the Project Peace Program Manager for the Peace River School Division and the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. She joins us on the line today. Thank you very much, Sandra, for joining us. It's World Mental Health Day on Tuesday, October the 10th. Just a little bit of an icebreaker, please. Comments on the fact that it's World Mental Health Day.
Yeah, so October 10th is World Mental Health Day, and the theme for this year is that mental health is a universal human right.
Sandra, the importance of maintaining mental health, how paramount is that?
You know, our mental health is super important. Everyone has mental health, just like we have physical health, but 1 in 5 people have a mental health crisis or illness in their lifetime and often don't know how to help themselves when that happens.
I know you obviously have it as important for the kids in the school divisions that is under the umbrella, but if I may ask, how much more important is it for an adult to maintain their mental health than a kid? Or is it an equal balance?
I think it's an equal balance. We all have mental health. We all need to take care of our mental health. As adults, we can't help our young people if we're having our own mental health issues. And we need to be able to be strong advocates and supports for everyone.
I know we're in this workaday world where everybody is very busy, but have you got some tips and tricks to sort of say, hey, we can put our mental health in the right frame of mind here?
Absolutely. There's some really important things to keep in mind when you're looking after your mental health. Some of the things we can do is just get outside. Enjoying nature automatically boosts our mental health. Learning about and learning how to manage our feelings are super important. Being willing to talk to someone is really important. Avoiding harmful ways of coping with our feelings. And some of those things like getting good sleep and exercise and eating healthy, all of those, just like our physical health, help with our mental health as well.
Are there events that are going on as part of World Mental Health Day? And I guess bridge on the mental health awareness aspect?
Here in Peace River and in Canada, we do our big mental health week in May. And so I think that the schools are going to talk about mental health next week to kind of support it. But we don't have any big events planned right now. We'll do some stuff in May.
Sandra McKenzie is the Project Peace Program Manager for the Peace River School Division and the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much.